It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne. Clashes between protesters and security forces continue across Egypt. That's despite an offer last night by the interim civilian cabinet to resign.
Protesters weren't asking for the cabinet to quit. Rather, they are pushing to reduce the power of Egypt's military. In a moment, we'll hear what's happened when civilians in other nations tried to keep their generals in check.
We'll begin with the violence on the streets of Cairo. Just since Saturday, at least 24 people have been killed and nearly 2,000 others wounded. Medical workers are struggling to keep up, as NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports.
The protesters in and around Tahrir Square shout slogans against the ruling military generals as wave after wave of young men surge toward the Black Flag riot police. But the security forces do not relent. They repeatedly fire tear gas into the crowd, which leads to a steady stream of wounded. The injured are carried by comrades on motorbikes from the front line. They take the wounded to field hospitals like this one in a mosque at the edge of the square. Dozens of weary volunteer medical workers triage the patients on dusty blankets spread outside. Trauma surgeon Saif Khirfan says they see as many as 100 patients an hour. Many of the injuries he treats are serious. He says he's seen evidence of live rounds being used.
Well, the gunshots are the worst, especially the ones in the head. They're terrible. You see them for a very short while, then you have to transfer them to a bigger hospital. But the few seconds that you actually get in contact with is really tormenting to see.
The doctor adds the tear gas appears to be more toxic than what police forces lobbed during the first uprising in January.
I think this new batch is causing a lot of nervous breakdowns and a lot of suffocation and respiratory problems, even burning in the face. We have to put burn ointments because they get burning in the face.
Khirfan says the more seriously wounded protesters are taken inside the mosque.
It's our haven now because the field hospitals were attacked twice by gas. So we can't rely on them for storage and main surgery. We do it here.
Workers stack a mountain of donated bandages, medicines, and syringes against the wall. But many injuries, like the one suffered by 21-year-old Ayman Ahmad, need specialty care beyond what volunteers offer here. He was hit by a tear gas canister that appears to have fractured his right knee. Ahmad says he's confident the protesters will win this battle and drive the ruling generals from power. He's itching to get back to the front line and his friends. But he is more likely to be taken by one of the dozens of ambulances here to a nearby hospital. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.